such a pretty song. I've always loved that song. Let My Love Open the Door from Pete Townsend. Hey, you're hanging out with Gunner here on Steel City Music. Jamie Gunner Smith, whatever my name is this week. A lot of debate in my brain on what I should call myself. Okay, here's the scoop. On, Saturday, October 1st, the Horseshoe Tavern presents in, also with Indie 88. You know, it's a big deal when Indie 88 and the Horseshoe Tavern get together. The Killjoys. Yes, the Killjoys. And we've mentioned this on the show before. Mentioned this? What is wrong with my tongue? Good Lord, man. Yeah, man, the Killjoys with Danny Lage and the Looks. It's all going down. Saturday, October 1st at the Horseshoe Tavern. Doors are at 8:30. It's a 19-plus show. If you don't kind of know who they are, ask your mom and dad. They'll know. They're from the 90s. They're a Canadian band. They're from Hamilton, Ontario. And they were just these three guys. Sometimes they were four-piece when Jeremy Forrest was in the band. But mainly they were a three-piece. Oh, well, that's not true. Actually, when early on, they were a four-piece. Mike Daly was in the band for a while, too. Oh, that's just all in the past, right? But there's a lot of fun when you get the three schnooks like the Killjoys get together. Mike Troublecock, Shelley Woods, and Gene Champagne. And, yeah, it's going to be a fun show. The last time I saw them, I sang along with all the tunes. I stood behind the merch table like a little merch bitch that I am, and I sold t-shirts. Wasn't that something? That was at the Horseshoe as well. Yep, I'm a loser. I'm a Killjoy fan. And of course, you know, I've known them forever, and I was their tour manager for a while, so there you go. That's why I enjoy them. So, but it's been a while. They haven't played in years, man, and finally, you know, they all kind of got together again and said, all right, let's do some shows. All right. I think it might be time. Let's do some shows, see how it feels. And once they get the sea legs together and if it feels a little bit better and everything, maybe they'll do some more shows. Maybe even the Hamilton show. Who knows? These things happen. But I do know a lot of people love the Killjoys. So we're going to spin a couple tracks. Of course, everything off of Give Me Five. And we'll start things off with Sick of You. So it's time, folks. Get your tickets. Go to the Horseshoe website. Buy some tickets. Get in the van, I says. Get in the van, I says. Let's go. You can feed me all your shit. I could chew or I could spit. Wake me up when our time's through. I'm already sick of you. It won't be long until one. Ooh, God, I love that song. Once again, Killjoys, Saturday, October 1st at the Horseshoe. Hit up the Horseshoe Tavern website and find out more information about the ticket price and links and how to buy a ticket and all the other fun stuff. Do it before the show sells out, because they do. They just, the Killjoys never play, so the tickets just sell really fast. So there you go. All right, so there's another special show that just got announced, though, on Wednesday, October 26th. This is a pretty big show at the Casbah. You know him, love him, the King of Fun, Lou Molinaro, presents Tommy Stinson's Cowboys in the Campfire with Ethan Paxton out of Hamilton, is performing at the Casbah. That's going to be a big show. The last show was at the This Ain't Hollywood when they were still kicking around a couple years ago, and I got the DJ that night. That was a lot of fun, man. And a lot of pressure. And I met Tommy Stinson, and I turned into a complete babbling idiot. He was very warm and welcoming. I went back. Lou introduced me and said, hey, this guy's a big fan, blah, blah, blah. He does all this radio, da, 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 DJ, and yada, yada, yada. And I turned into the guy that you don't want to talk to if you have someone who idolizes you. I just started telling him how I was influenced by his music, by other people, and this and that. And you could just tell by his face, it went from being really cool to like, oh my God, this guy is like a babbling idiot. Of course, that's how my brain processed it. Other people said, oh no, it was fine, he really liked you. But in my brain, no, my brain would have none of it. Because, you know, it's Tommy Stinson from The Replacements, and he also played in Guns N' Roses. Like, I'm standing there like an idiot. All right, so I'll probably be like an idiot again on October 26th. That's a Wednesday night, too, at the Casbah here in Hamilton, Ontario. Hit up the Casbah's website, casbahlounge.ca, for more information. It should be up there. Brody, do you have it up there so people can buy tickets? Huh? So I don't have the new music, but we'll spin some of the older music, right? We could do that. Tommy Stinson. Something's wrong, spork my ears, but starting things off, it's a drag on Steel City Music.
Yeah. something's wrong with this whole thing. But something's wrong, it's okay. The DJ just spinning around the floor, nowhere to be found. I saw you hanging from a thread with your hack of a painter friend. Well, something's wrong with this whole thing. But something's wrong, it's okay. That defies your speech. You're doing good, you're feeling fine. Looking tore up between the lines. Well, something's wrong with this whole thing. Something's wrong and it's okay.
Tommy Stinson. Oh, it's going to be a big show Wednesday, September 26th at the Casbah. Tommy Stinson is returning. You just heard Something's Wrong. Before that, you heard Spork My Ears, and It's a Drag. And of course, all of you'll hear some of his new music as part of his album, Cowboys in the Campfire, and I can't wait to hear it. I got to get some tracks going, which means I got to reach out to the King of Fun. So there you go. Grab your tickets. Go on the CasbahLounge.ca. And get them. The information should be there. It's going to be an early show, around 7:30 or so. So there you go, man. You don't have any excuses. Get the babysitter out, whatever. Get your notes ready for work the next day. Why you came in late. Talk to the doctor. Do what you got to do. Go check it out. And, of course, Ethan Paxton is on the bill. Hey, hit up steelcitymusic.ca, and there's some past interviews there that I've been doing for the last couple of months if you want to check in on any of the artists that I've been doing. Did a whole bunch of interviews with Gussapalooza, which just passed this weekend, and it was a lot of fun doing all those interviews, and there's some other stuff as well, one of which you can hear. It doesn't have the music on it, but it's a chat that I had with Spooky Guava as well, if you want to check that out. But I do have that interview coming up right now. Okay, with his new music as well. He reached out, I think, through the SEM gram, and I was like, yeah, man, we can have a chat, because he's been on my radar for a little while. I've been seeing like little snippets of him releasing some music over the last little while, some little demo material, that sort of stuff. So I thought, hey, man, let's check out yet another cool Hamilton artist. Found out that he's a producer, used to be a drummer, and now he's doing the hip-hop thing. He's starting to make connections here in Hamilton. And his sound is starting to evolve over the last year and a half. to where he wants it to be. I don't think he's going to be limited to just this style of what he's doing right now. So he's someone that you should be checking out. So without further ado, here comes the interview with Spooky Guava, you know, here on Steel City Music. Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music, and I'm your host, Jamie Gunner-Smith. Joining me right now is a man with possibly the best hip-hop name next to Flozus here in Hamilton, Spooky Guava.
Hello, hello.
How you like that intro? I had to throw Flozus in just because he's got a really cool name, but yours is really cool, too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Flozus is a really cool guy. We got some, we're working on some stuff together, too.
Oh, no kidding. I had no idea. I was just throwing his name out there. That's awesome. Yeah, I spin his music all the time. But let's talk more about you right now, because since you have one of the coolest names in Hamilton hip hop, and I only say that just because my name's Jamie Smith. And it's just a dumb freaking name. So I'm name envious, of course. When did you start doing music here in Hamilton?
So I've been playing drums for about like almost 6 years now, but I started creating music and producing music roughly around 2 years ago, sort of during when quarantine sort of kicked in. Sure. I started making beats on my phone, and then from there I just sort of looked into the writing side of stuff and then started, you know, recording. And yeah, I've been doing that for about 2 years now.
Also for 2 years now. And now, did you put out all everything that you worked on? Was that when you put out the LP Null?
So actually before that, I had an album out, and now I sort of consider that a demo album. It was called Endless Escape. And on there was the first song I ever released, called Red Eyes. And sort of a year after that, I was looking into like upping my game in terms of production. So that's when I started coming together. And then after a while of, you know, realizing how I want sort of going forward, how I want my sound to be defined or viewed as, I realized that probably the best thing to do was just take that album down for now, and then just sort of have Null as the first introduction to who I was.
To add that particular point in time, because I went through the album, and of course you and I are supposed to have this chat about it, some newer material, but I just thought it was important that we touch upon this, because when I was listening to it, I could hear little elements of 80s music from Echo and the Bunnymen. I'm not even sure if you were familiar with that artist, but I could hear it. That might be just my old man brain, but there's that. But then it takes us up to Heartbeats is your latest track that I have now, and now we're moving into a more of a melody of 80s music. And I'm wondering, where are you getting this from as far as your influences?
I mean, my influence is sort of from the beginning. Like, an artist I really look up to is a band called 21 Pilots, just because of how diverse their sound is too. Like, they can go from having like 80s sounding tracks to totally hip hop influenced stuff. So with Heartbeats, I was sort of looking for a song that people could dance to, could groove to, but I also wanted to incorporate my hip hop side of music. So sort of the first half of the song is more melodic and poppy. And then the second verse has like, it's just me rapping on there, but it's also got that same 80s feel to it when we come back into the pre-chorus. So my sister's a huge fan of Stranger Things. So I casually started watching that and, you know, seeing all the 80s stuff going on in there. And I wanted to have sort of that retro sounding song. Also, a huge inspiration for that was a band called Cannons. Their stuff sounds, I wouldn't say similar, but it's got sort of similar elements. So hearing those songs, I wanted to sort of bring I wanted to incorporate a new sound into my music while also staying in touch with my older elements.
So where are we at now as far as inspiration? I mean, you touched upon, you know, how you started, the current influences and reasons why you sound like certain things, certain other bands that influenced you, like one is 21 Pilots. But where are we at now? Because a lot of people are always thinking forward. What's catching your ear now that's helping your creativity?
So right now, actually, I'm currently working on my next full-length album. And like a couple of the tracks I've done so far, definitely. There's a guy, his genre is sort of more, it's in a certain niche, but like I said before, I like incorporating different elements of different things. He's called Cemetery. He does sort of more like a lot more like darker trap stuff, but also like local artists as well, like James Favron. He has a track called Better Days, and I just been listening to that like a whole bunch. So stuff like that. Also, I sort of wanted to start incorporating a little bit of a rock side to this next record, but I also wanted to, like I said, keep in touch with my hip hop roots. So Machine Gun Kelly, his album Hotel Diablo, I feel like that's a good balance between hip hop and rock, as well as a band called Alkaline Trio. Those are sort of things that people can expect from the next album. A little more darker stuff, but also still very catchy, you know, songs you can sing along to. And yeah.
Is that coming up in 2023? You're going to release this?
Yeah. I'm looking to early 2023 for the album. The album is going to be called Death Valley.
Hey, if you're just tuning in now, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm the host, Jamie Gunner Smith, and my special guest right now is Spooky Guava. We're chatting about everything from touching upon how we got started here in Hamilton, hip hop, rock and roll, and what's been influencing him. Now, let's just switch. I got another question here because I was starting to think about it's just you. Some guys will go up with a DJ or a DJ, and some will just do it over top of tracks. Are you going to be playing an instrument and rapping at the same time? Like, how is your setup? Is it just you and a keyboard and a synth, or is it you with a couple other people?
So originally it was just me. For a brief little time, for I think maybe one show, I had a drummer with me, but unfortunately things didn't work out that way. So now it's just me. Certain events that like I'm booked to, they will have a DJ set up, so I'll send them my stuff. But over top of those tracks, like, it's kind of difficult just being one person because I want to create as much as a show as I can for the audience. But being one person, is only so much you can do without, you know, wearing yourself out within two or three songs. So certain tracks I'm doing just vocals, and then some of them I play bass guitar as well. So like I was saying, with this new album, I definitely want to focus on songs where I can play the bass and I can do vocals at the same time. And then certain events, I'll just have my laptop running the tracks, and again, I'm doing bass and vocals.
Hey, what shows you got coming up in the greater Hamilton area?
Unfortunately, at the moment, I don't have any shows, but definitely I'm open to playing anywhere that I can. You know, at the moment, it's just been sort of difficult finding different, you know, just finding shows. But definitely, if you ever see a show coming up, anyone out there listening, I definitely encourage you to come to the shows, because I'll do my best to put on a performance you won't forget. Hey, this is Spooky Guava, and you're listening to Steel City Music.
Be quiet and chrome. I can feel you creeping on my shoulder.
some spooky guava right there. Thanks for the chat, man. It was a lot of fun. Hey, Danny Lage and the Looks. We hitched up a little, I think it was like last week when we did the chat. Pre-recorded Zoom, Bluetooth issues, the van, Montreal, Toronto. Is he from Sudbury? I have no idea where Danny is half the time. But now he's out of Montreal. And, of course, they're going to be opening up for Danny Lage and the Looks. We'll be opening up for the Killjoy Saturday, October 1st at the Horseshoe Tavern. We chat about that. Past recordings, current recordings, living situations, and getting the move on touring in Canada. All that right now. Hey, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Jamie Gunner-Smith, and on the line with me right now in a pre-recorded Zoom chat all the way from, I'm thinking he's still in Sudbury. I'm not quite sure, but I'm thinking Bluetooth is working. It's Danny Lage from The Looks. Or is it Danny Lage and The Looks? No, he's just
Jamie. Danny Lage and The Looks.
And The Looks.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
I don't do the looks part, obviously. Not too much. I'm actually in Montreal, in the Plateau, and it's a beautiful day.
Wait a minute. Did you move to Montreal, or are you still living in Sudbury?
Yeah, we moved back in, because we were in Montreal previously, before we moved to Sudbury, but then we spent 4 years in Sudbury, and now we're back living in Montreal, in the NDG neighborhood where we were. We strangely got the same place we had before we moved.
Oh, okay. Need of the change, you know, is a screwed up last couple of years, to say the least. And I think only if you're a robot, you wouldn't feel any of that.
So you actually moved back to the same apartment or house that you were living in before you went to Sudbury?
Yeah. Crazy enough, our landlord, the guy lives downstairs, our friend Andrew. He called us while we were looking for a place in Toronto, strangely enough. And like, we were going to Toronto and everybody's like, it'll be tough for you to move back here. You know, it's tough living right now. It's still expensive kind of thing. And then out of the blue, our friend Andrew just called and he's like, hey, your place upstairs is coming back for rent. I'm like, well, can you hold on to that? And it's the second time in my life I told that a story that was just like that. And, we ended up moving to Montreal because we figured it was a sign. And we're like, okay, so we went back and, you know, we've been happy here since. And, you know, the same story basically exists for the first time we moved to Montreal. At one point, we were living on top of a record store downtown in Toronto. And then we were on tour and the owner had called and said, hey, I got to get the stuff out of here. And I'm like, oh, no. So the next day we came, put our stuff in storage, and I walked in the Graffiti's bar, and this guy, Jeff Marshall, comes, and my friend Sean Dignan, who's bartending, he ended up saying, hey, this is your Danny, this is Jeff. Jeff, meet Danny. And then I was like, how's it going, Jeff? And he's like, well, it'd be going better if I can find someone to sublet my apartment in Montreal. And then that's, you know, how we moved to Montreal the very next day.
Wow, you know? That's crazy. Hey, you know, it's so weird that you're talking like this, because maybe this is a good sign for you guys, because of now that COVID is ending, and you made that comment, you have to be a bit of a robot to not have it affect you. It's 2022 now, and the band was out touring pretty, like, really strong before COVID hit. Because I remember you guys coming into the greater Hamilton area, like doing Toronto shows, and coming down and playing This Ain't Hollywood back in the day. And, you have some new material coming out in 2023?
Well, we have new material. I mean, during the pandemic, we still stayed active in the sense that we put out stuff. So we put out a bunch of stuff came out. But we put out this new record called 10 Easy Pieces at a Toronto label, We Are Busy Bodies. And they were also a label from the States licensed that. That went really well, called Rumbar Records. And and then we had two releases in Spain, strangely enough, but they sort of did a compilation greatest hits kind of thing on Snap Records and KOTJ over there, and they also did a 45 of two French songs that we never released on vinyl, and so they did that, and of Annie and the song called My Head, which we had recorded in New York City maybe 6 years ago, I don't remember, but so that came out, and now we do have a new single coming out, and I'm hoping the release date is early November, late October kind. We're just still waiting on the plants to sort of get the yay or nay or when it's going to be exactly. But yeah, definitely in the fall, we got a new single. And I was hoping that it would be around the time that we had our show at the Horseshoe. But things are just a bit longer now with pressing plans.
And you're referring to the Horseshoe show October 1st, opening up for the Killjoys.
That's right, Hamilton's own. And yeah, and we're excited because, you know, I was as surprised as everybody else when they asked us to do the show, when Gene got a hold of me. And I was surprised that they were even doing shows, right? So, you know, I'm super excited about it. They're definitely a band that I loved when I was, you know, in my teens and still do, really. You know what I mean? Right. Not that it matters, but that's when I heard them the first time. And, you know, and I love that band. So it's like, it was always a natural thing to, you know, even for the gigs we played with Teenage Head and all that stuff, to hang out with those guys and stuff, and, you know, become friends with them. It was always a little bit extra cool that Gene was in the Killjoys as well, which we absolutely love. So.
I saw you playing with your band. I knew I couldn't wait no more. You looked so fine, I had to make you mine. What was I waiting for?
It's a weird feeling still to this day, knowing those guys, and the odd time when I flip on the radio and commercial radio and all of a sudden I hear like Raven Drool or Today I Hate Everyone, that sort of thing. And every time I hear those songs, even though I've heard them a million times, I'm always longing to see them again, you know, because I think the last time I actually saw them, I was working with them at the Horseshoe, I think it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure when.
Yeah, like that's them, that's, you know, so you always want to see your friends play again. I'm really looking forward to the show on October 1st at the Horseshoe with you guys. I've been listening to some of your music again, refreshing myself, and I'm digging the there's like those really cool pop hooks in your music. I also catch some the odd country hook as well, and I was just like, hmm.
Well, I mean, as a songwriter, I don't really, you know, it's like, yeah, of course, at some point you got to market yourself in some way. So, you know, a label at a time, I think it was Babadoo Down Records, who were in Toronto at the time, which now Tim Hanna ran that record, and he's now a Hamilton resident as well. I got lots of connections to Hamilton. And I'm surprised if someone had called from Hamilton and said, hey, you guys want to move to Hamilton? We probably would have done it that day, you know, like, but, sure. I remember Dave Rave one time. He's like, hey, man, you guys should move to Hamilton. We'll hook it up. And it means you had to sometimes think about, we should have just listened to Dave, you know?
Well, but, you know, yeah, I'm from Hamilton. And, you know, at that time when Dave said that, it was probably affordable to live here in Hamilton. We're kind of going through what everyone else is going through.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that you said, yeah, I'm moving back to Montreal. As soon as you said that, I went, God, I wish I lived in Montreal.
Yeah, I mean, it's it's like any other city, it has its faults. It's not perfect, but I mean, as far as affordability, it's really meeting, you know, because we want to, more than anything, you know, like, we want to get back on the road. And
right,
here's the reality of getting back on the road, especially nowadays in a rock and roll band, is that you have to be able to afford to get on the road. And it's weird, you got to be able to afford to make money being on the road. Right. And I think it's always been that way for any artist, really, whatever medium they're going to be or whatever. But it's like, if you really want to do your art, you have to find the ways that you're going to be able to do it. Right.
Yeah.
Therefore, Montreal offered more affordability for us to do what we love. Right. So.
Listen to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Jamie Gunner Smith, talking to Danny Lage and the Looks, all the way from Montreal. We're just chatting about touring and affordability. What is the best case scenario for you at this point going into 2023? Is it like, what are you looking at success? Breaking even on a tour or exposing your music to more people?
It's funny because the breaking even on a tour has always been like, you know, it's always been kind of a thing, especially for punk bands and that kind of stuff. And I get it. It's like, you know, yeah, if we break even, we're okay. But that doesn't cut it, right? Because of the time you have to spend on the road, you know, breaking even doesn't cut it, because then you're just like, you're basically broke when you're breaking even, right? So it's like, it's not, you know, to us, it's like, yeah, it's more than that. We want to get different audiences, play different places, you know, build different audiences. I mean, that's the hardest part right now for a band like us that's been mostly, you know, a DIY independent underground band for a lot of people. And it's like, you know, for a lot of people, we're always sort of like some kind of kept secret, right? And you want to, you know, we'd like to have, you know, some more bigger success, you know, but, you know, I think for us, we're just going to go back to the same formula where we just work really hard and just tour like crazy. Like, I mean, before the pandemic, we had to count our shows at one point because management wanted to help us get a grant or something, you know what I mean? And so we counted the shows and the contracts, and by counting contracts and some of the shows, and we forgot a whole bunch of stuff. We went well over 1,000 shows with Danny Elijah and Alux, and that's quite the feat. We just didn't realize we were playing that many shows because we were just doing it, right? So that's, you know, to us, that's like pretty, you know, once we looked at it that way, we're like, wow, like, you know, maybe our measure of success is to play another 1,000 more shows. Maybe that's the thing. And hopefully, you know, go back to where we were in 2019, we were all right. We were doing fine. It wasn't perfect, but things were good, you know, things were just getting better.
Yeah. Things were a lot better in 2019 for you. Hey man, thanks for taking the time and having this chat, and I'll see you October 1st at the Horseshoe on the Kill Show.
You better be there. We're going to play really well. I don't know. I hope we do. But it'll be a hell of a party, and we're going to have our friends Mike Duffield and Anna Mirnix playing with us. So we have a Toronto version of the band. So let's see.
Sweet, man. Thanks for the chat.
All right. Cheers. Thanks, Jamie. Hi, this is Danny Lodge from Danny Lodge and the Looks, and you're listening to Steel City Music.
what's up with you, Annie? Are you down on your luck? Don't mind the banter. I hate to see you blue. Maybe I just need to wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Maybe I just need to wake up, wake up, wake up. Please drop the needle.
Steel City Music.
Talking these tears, we can work it all out.